Now, we settle into a witty banter that is insightful, but also comically aloof.
And show is starting. Hi, everyone. It is Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I'm joined today by three lovely cherubic faces.
Ladies.
Really?
Yes.
Three lovely ladies? Are we doing the sex sells bit?
Well, I identify as a woman, so.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Strong.
Nice.
That... I prefer not to say.
That means we get to do chick shtick then.
Yeah, go ahead.
So don't
my
you hate
period
it?
Was yeah. So heavy today.
I hate it when my gash bleeds and she says she's shut down for the week.
You
right,
can
guys?
Tell the exact moment I got my period.
Well,
right
I don't.
Here.
I don't have that problem per se because I just identify.
Okay. Unless you're passing a kidney stone, nothing bloody is coming out.
That could happen very soon as well.
This isn't even casually disgusting. This is just gross.
This is just courting disgusting.
Yeah. It's just my life, shorts.
We are. What's wrong with this? This is nature. Got it right.
I was born this way. Come on.
From left to right, I have Pete Maybe, D.C. area
Hello.
Improviser and comedian. I've decided to do this now.
Veteran.
No one's not going to know. In the middle, Tom, what are you identifying as name-wise now?
You can call me Thom. You can call me at Thom Radio on Instagram. You can call me at Tom Daly, too.
Okay, so that after the transition has taken place, you're now Thom. That's your...
I am Thom now.
Okay.
But Thom will evolve. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Yes.
I am Thom.
Thom will transition. Let's put it that
you
way.
Take enough Thom pills. So Thom has been at my old digs, WJFK. I refuse to call it by its slave name, The Fan.
Yeah.
106.7 WJFK.
And I told you. He'll slip them in there.
Yeah. Well, I agree with him, but I don't look at it the same way he does. I'm not a racist like Papa's Basement.
Tom has countless years in radio at this point. 15, is it the 20th anniversary?
Yeah, it might as well be. It's 7 times 2, so 14.
Wow.
I've been there for 7 years.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I was there for 7 years, but the first 3 months really don't count because Katie Forbes lost my paperwork, and we almost moved to Lanham before I started working, and CK called me and goes, hey, didn't we hire you? Just asking. Didn't we hire you? And I go, yeah, you did. I just was never put on a shift.
I have an incredibly similar story. I came in, I was given the gig, and then I was, like, never called for a shift. And I think maybe 9 months later, I was like, did you guys ever want me to come in? They're like, yeah, how's this weekend? And I'm like,
yeah, see, I was way more stupid than that because I just go, well, you know, they probably hire everyone and every intern because each show had like 4 or 5 interns at that time. So I just thought everyone gets hired and, you know, I'll get my spot. You know, I'll get to do Goss's Garage one day. And
nice.
Maybe I'll be able to do Parker and Parker if I'm lucky.
I remember Parker. Wasn't one of the Parkers mildly silly? Girl Parker?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because one of them was a girl and one of them was Alex Parker.
Yes, that's true.
Nice guy, by the way.
He definitely parked it in her, if you get what I'm saying.
No, he didn't. God. No.
Jesus, John.
No, he didn't. They were like what?
Wait, were they brother and sister?
No,
not
no,
a
no.
married couple?
They were like what Sam Roberts would do on Jocktober, where he would go, are they married? Are they not married? And it actually wasn't that they weren't acting like they were married.
Okay.
They weren't married. They weren't brother and sister. It just happened to be that both of them had the last name Parker. That's all.
Oh, that is a bad bit on their part.
Radio Insider. So if you guys were ever wondering about that 6 years ago, there's your answer.
That oh no.
I think the only person that would care about that is DCR TV Dave.
I mean, well, if he wants to take that, I can confirm.
Here's your scoop.
Yeah, with this creepy troll doll beard.
Yeah.
God, that guy is...
Don't you run into him all the time?
Oh, I've tried. I have Facebooked him many a time, and he has big-timed me every time.
Oh, I think it was Othello who was telling me he runs into him all the time.
Yeah, because I think he has, like, a big sweaty hog heart on for, like, the whole JFK gang, but I wasn't big enough in that hierarchy.
I mean, he definitely runs a casting couch website, right?
Maybe
not the casting.
He is Captain Stabbin. Like, he retired after both his knees went. Like Mike Schmidt.
That hasn't been up for like 6 years, by the way.
I just remember Boobpedia.
I just remember that sit down interview with Rock Parrish for his big tell all, before he put out his autobiography.
So is that a porn star?
Rock Parrish?
No. That sounds like a porn star, these, right?
Another DC sports radio expat.
He's a former football player. He played for Alabama. He also was on the Redskins practice squad. No, but that's what he'll tell
Rock
you.
Rock Brickard.
The only thing I remember about Rock is I was the producer who got shafted out of a shift's pay because he was arrested for failing to pay child support.
Well, I was there too. It was you and me.
Oh my God. So we shared.
I was phone screening and you were running the board. And then Kevin Schaefer sat where EB used to sit for 5 hours going, he's going to come back. He's going to come back. And you, me, and Pete Medhurst, I think he would be okay with me saying his name in this story because he was doing updates. We all sat there and said, Kevin, he's not coming back. He just got arrested by PG County Police in Fairfax County. He's not coming back.
They're not doing a bag and tag, releasing him into the wild.
He's gone for the day. You should probably just do your show.
Probably call his legal representation.
Well, you got 5 hours of fill. You should probably just do your show because we're all here and a radio station's on 24 hours a day. So you should probably just go ahead and do your show. And he sat there and looked at his computer and didn't go on the air. And you played Fox Sports for, I think, 3 hours.
Oh, man. So I did get paid. So that is a happy story.
Well, I mean, it wasn't exactly what we were all there for.
That is true.
We were there to do black and white for 20 minutes. We, you know.
Yes. There was no show
on
JFK.
That segment was called?
Yeah.
That was a wildly popular segment, too.
And they would play the Michael Jackson song, right?
I don't remember.
The shtick?
Yeah, for the whole time, for 20 minutes.
It was just the bad looping.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly
Was that the name of the show? I'm sorry.
No.
Because I feel like you guys have a lot of shows like that.
I don't remember what...
Oh, talk radio in the 90s.
Oh, LeVar.
I don't remember what the point was, but... Yeah. Shout-outs to him, by the way. Shout-outs to LeVar.
Where is LeVar?
Who knows?
Really?
He has gone.
He didn't wisely invest his money and.
I don't know. He had that NFL Network money, so.
Yeah.
He's got that Eastern money.
Did he have an Eastern? I don't think he had an Eastern spot. He
no,
should
he
have.
Did. He definitely did.
And we definitely used to take calls on people that were in Eastern Motors that knew where his actual vehicles were.
Oh yeah, because he had left a car there like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
In one episode, one day out of a 300, they spent half the time trying to track it down.
And we found out it was in Manassas, I think. Mm. And it was just in a showroom, and it had been there for years. And they just go, yeah, this is LeVar Arrington's car.
That is the kookiest episode I've ever heard of.
Can you imagine like having a car somewhere and then not knowing where it is?
It's like in a Mexican restaurant
parking lot. But I sort it out by Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing, is that he didn't care where it was.
Wow.
Like, he never seemed to really care. I don't know if it was like a kayfabe type thing where he was like, I have this character that I need to uphold.
Yeah.
But
I have this character where I bang around a lot and spend poorly.
Where I have a ton of money because I was in the NFL and I was a terribly overrated player who never amounted to my draft pick. And I just need to have my car somewhere.
Who had knees like sandcastles.
Right. Great motorcycle driver, by the way.
Who, LeVar?
Yeah.
What, did he, like, kill a family member of yours or something? I'm sensing sarcasm.
No, he borderline totaled his motorcycle and almost ended his Giants career over a motorcycle accident.
Oh.
He means his life.
His football life.
Yeah.
A football life.
In his football life.
John Vazenda.
There are a lot of women depending
on
that
podcast.
Career.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is still the football
Can
show.
Can you call Gino Bisconte, please?
Because we're in hot water.
Oh, God.
Chris is after this. Okay. Chris is talking. I like this new character Chris is doing called The Talker.
Yeah. Yeah, he's talking.
So, everyone who's listened to the last couple episodes, they've all been kind of Chris-centric because Chris has been doing... Call it character work, I guess.
Yeah, it's a character.
A character, yeah.
Right, Adam character.
Yeah. Chris Four Lokobach. And he would pretend he was drunk to the point of stupor and then just...
Whoa. Nobody was pretending.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that last one you were messed up.
Last ones, John.
Well, the last one.
John, you were breaking kayfabe here in an impossible way.
No, there's an episode that I didn't put up because I love Chris and I think he does brilliant work, but he's got like an extensive improv background at this point, and I don't know why this was really considered a great character. Tom, you're a radio guy. You tell me if
I don't know about that. I'm a minimum wage board op.
That is being a radio guy. Oh, okay. That is as radio as it gets. It's like I called you an American. You're like, I don't know. I own four guns and weigh 300 pounds. Yeah, that's you got it. I am in these flag shorts.
Yeah.
So our final episode involved Chris serving us bowls of stew. He, I think, got up while we were on air to just serve a stew.
And made insisted it 24 hours in advance.
Yeah, he wanted
like
that
a pot
meat,
roast.
Pot roast
like a Terrence Knighton.
Yeah.
It's a football podcast.
Exactly.
In July.
So he deliciously nose tackled us. And that part wasn't bad. Like, it's actually really considered
okay, so,
making
so
meat.
Shorts made the stew. And I'm guessing, based off the fact that we're not supposed to be drinking our liquids in the studio, he wasn't making stew here.
No, we went to the Casa de Shorza.
Okay. And he made you stew.
He served us stew, and that part, again, is fine. He also had a plate of breakfast meats.
Okay, like which I'm okay
scrapple.
With.
That's fine. That's fine, too. where it got weird was as soon as the mic went on, he did a character.
It was a character.
A character that simply stared at me with a malice, not really like acknowledging that the mic was on and
right.
I was trying to do a show. I was trying to get him to talk, and he thought a great radio character involved staring at me without breaking eye contact.
Like, I have to side on Chris's side. I mean, he was like,
all right,
he's really working the Meisner technique.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, Meisner. He was. I mean, he was absolutely embodying the character of somebody who was absolutely S-faced.
That's right. That's okay. What I was doing. I was okay. doing a Meisner act.
So he was, yeah, I think he would have blown a Meisner of 0.24 at that point. And he just stared at me for about 10
My
minutes.
My character would.
So your character.
Not me, yeah.
So are we all in agreement that he was drunk, or is that the point of contention? Is it?
No, it was a character.
Okay, oh. I mean.
It's a character. Was Daniel
Day-Lewis?
Yeah.
Actually upset about oil.
Was he right. actually Abraham Lincoln?
Put the bus. Bus get in the bus.
My son. Was he?
God damn.
I don't know.
Movie.
John, sometimes part of being a character.
And that's the mystery.
And committing to the character is getting into the character. And sometimes you have to do things to get into character.
Well,
like stare at people.
You really stayed with the character because my Brian, who you met.
My Brian.
Yeah.
My Brian in a basket.
At my Brian.
You're just a Brian in a basket.
God damn it. I love that movie so much.
So my Brian and you are trying to do a show.
And Brian is really silly-sized, to use the technical industry term, because...
Butt-sized, maybe?
Butt-sized.
Butt-sized is the next level, but I would say he's probably close
to
that.
A little swollen and is hurting.
No. See, you got this wrong. We can talk about this later.
Please do. Please straighten me up.
But so you guys are trying to do a show.
He's really excited because he's like, I'm here with two radio professionals. Now, like you said, we're just poorly paid board ops.
But right.
Brian does podcasts. So like, he's like, you guys have been on air to some extent. This is amazing. And 10 minutes in, Chris is just silently staring at us. More me. Like, really just me. And then I'm kind of like, dude, I don't know what to do here. And that's not enough to get him to snap out of it. He's still just like an iguana on a log.
Okay, so I'm going to say, and I know a little about Chris Lingebach. I know a little
enough
bit.
To pronounce the name correctly.
Yeah. I know a little bit about Chris Lingebach. And
our fourth mic, by the way, Chris Lingebach.
Yeah, he was never introduced on the show because I kept cutting him off. But I am the guest this week.
He was busy staring at us.
I would say that he probably was drunk.
Okay.
And I would say that he wasn't doing a character. Because I would say that, and I'll just say this, there might be some days where he was doing his character at his home.
Okay.
And maybe didn't make it into work that day because he was doing a character. So he might have been working on said character.
It wasn't complete commitment.
None of this is true.
To the Meisner technique that let his eyes move independently.
He might have been doing the Meisner technique. But during the week, with no thought of in Papa's basement.
Okay.
No, this was the weekend.
Now, see, I have to interject here. That sounds more like Stanislavski.
Okay.
Is that what you were going for?
Yeah, it was a little Stanislavski.
Yeah. Or maybe a Stella Adler
or Dan Orlovsky.
Exactly. Yes.
Steven Adler, drummer of Guns N' Roses. It's all okay. So
thank you, Pete.
Then Chris, like,
I want you to know that I have your back because I feel like you're a pretty solid actor.
John didn't appreciate the character. I think that's really what this all so,
I've
down
always
to.
Appreciated
So during character. This lost episode, after 10 minutes of staring at me,
close to my heart,
Chris then just wordlessly walks off to the bathroom for another 5 to 7 minutes, during which point Brian and I talked for a minute or two. Yeah,
I mean, that's cool because I know there have been times where he's been doing a show and he hasn't gone to the bathroom, and it was probably better if he would have done that.
If he had exited.
Yeah.
If he had recused himself.
So, I mean, maybe he had learned his lesson, and that's why he walked away.
Yeah, that's... I was just committing to the character.
I mean, I would have been happy with that because it would have generated audio. Like... He was sitting there like an Indian in a sweat lodge, just gazing.
Maybe I'm just too close to the situation because I do work with him on a regular basis. So, and the fact that he keeps saying it's a character makes me think that this wasn't a character.
It was definitely a character.
So I didn't take a video because I'm stupid, but I definitely snapped a photo of Chris next to a couple bottles of his character juice.
Oh, okay. So, I see this.
Getting in the character.
Yeah, definitely looks like he's in character.
Well,
yeah.
First of all, let me just point out that Brian brought some of the character juice.
Yeah, he did.
So that's not even like, I feel like that's false advertising.
We like to call it essence.
Yeah, this was a false flag operation.
There were thermite paint in the bottle.
Thank you for your drinking. Yes. Thank you for your character.
I'll just mark it up as being that's a part of working with Blue Shorts.
Okay.
Where sometimes he might do a character.
So you're saying, like, 5 p.m. on a Sunday?
Yeah.
I should expect him to be, like, deeply in character.
Tom does a character, too, at home. But his character doesn't involve doing a show. It just involves him sitting and listening to shows that people from your football podcast hate and then playing video games all day.
Staring at Mike Cernovich's Twitter account.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure it's Cernovich.
The end of this character work involves me, like, after about 5 minutes, I kind of start breaking down the kit. I'm like, I don't really know what's going on here. And Chris,
I would have given up.
Wordlessly comes out
was
of
that,
the head.
Was that your goal? Was your goal to just get him to give up?
No.
Just scrap the show?
No, I was just doing a character.
So, and then he goes to the couch and puts his arm, like a tired housewife, over his eyes. And I guess was so in the character that he appeared to, like, black out immediately.
See, this is the part. This is the part.
Okay.
John, this is where.
That was a ruse.
This is where. This was after. The couch part was after you had already literally turned the mics off and said, we're done with this.
Okay.
And so I was, as part of my character, really pissed off about it.
Okay.
So I protested and went to the couch to lay down for a nap.
Oh, so you weren't really asleep.
Right.
Okay.
See, in the wrestling business, we would call this selling. This would be where he would be selling his character.
That's right.
Because he's trying to get you to believe that
I'm a character. Mark.
Right.
I'm a mark.
But John doesn't respect kayfabe, so he's not subscribing to any of these things.
Okay.
Here's the other.
He was working you. Let's
here's the other part, Tom. And this is, I don't think you know this, but John, beforehand, before we did this, he said, hey, so for this show, why don't you pick a character and commit to it?
Okay.
This actually happened.
Verbatim.
Don't say okay, like you didn't do it.
No, I said because he had done kind of quote unquote characters for the entirety of like our last three shows. So
where
he dresses
up like a baby or an Indian man.
Yeah. Like really the entire catalog of the Village People.
It's called In Warm Water.
Yeah. In Papa's Water.
So I wanted to, when I said, yeah, do some character work, I was thinking, like, maybe we get 10 minutes of Chris Lingbach and then, like, 5 minutes of, like, something wacky and zany, and then he'd come back as Chris.
The problem is John didn't respect my ability to get into character so hard that sometimes I lose myself in the character.
Yeah.
No, I really do, I didn't think you were losing your mind. I was just very shocked because, first of all, character to me is like Uncle Paul. Like, he's still interacting with the show. I just, for a guy with your improv background, It was a very, like...
Bear-a-bear-a-habitation device.
It's difficult. Like, it was a very no-but character, if you will. I couldn't yes no and... But. I couldn't yes and a mute. It doesn't work so well on radio. That so, was kind of...
So it was kind of like a Dares Darrison, if you were going to say
I don't know what that is, but yes and.
That's what she says.
How did you guys remember that? Yeah,
because like... we watch it all the time.
What I knew exactly what they were talking about, and I was like,
"What is Dares Darrison?"
They were saying that verbatim of what the girl who had the stroke that you guys played.
Yeah, it's a very heavy Bertation. Dares Darrison. And then it's in a hang among a mech. And then they go, "Thank you, Susan," and that's it.
Wow.
Oh.
Serene.
Serene yeah. Branson, that's right.
You got everything but the name right.
Serene Williams.
Autism gifts us all in different ways, Chris. Yeah.
We all are. John said that. We're all on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Quote, Opie Radio, 2012.
I hope we see this on the next Indiana Jones Temple of the Doom remake. That would be hilarious.
Oh.
F8 that. Right, oh, potty wow, mouth. Potty mouth. Yeah. Jeez, Pete. Clean show, Pete.
I'm sorry.
We knew that you were bombing, but geez.
Yeah, come on. Don't resort to that. You're better than it, pal.
Was that his character, maybe? The bombing, cursing guy?
I think he and Chris like to get into the same character. Yeah. Yeah. That's how they bond. Very often before the show, if you go to their cars, you'll see them doing character work. Mm-hmm.
They were doing a lot of character work while we were just standing around, and I was saying,
"That's what we do."
Hey, John, just let me do a pre-show. I'll just play music. We only have 2 hours. I drove all the way from Gaithersburg.
Yeah,
let's just do something. I don't want to go out and listen to some guy tell me who's funny and who's not.
Yeah, but here's the other thing about...
Okay. So this is your character for today, which is a guy that just blows off the show.
Now, John's character is he likes to really take his sweet damn time getting into the show. That's John's character. He loves that character.
I'm trying to get better about it. I really am. And
in traffic or out of traffic?
Just in general.
Out of traffic, 30.
In right. hot traffic.
Yeah. That's sad.
In hot traffic. It's
in hot traffic.
It could be 65 sad. Minutes.
Super sad. Brutal.
Yeah, it's fun.
In hot Gaithersburg.
Yeah.
I love Chris. It was like weird for a couple of days where we weren't really talking to each other. And I'm like, we need to.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had it where he's done a character to me and then I've had to talk to him. Because usually he'll do a character on like Friday and then I won't see him till Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he'll usually be out of that character.
His character gets a lot of headaches in the morning.
I'm very light sensitive. I honestly don't know if it's a hangover character.
Okay.
It could be like a at Blue Shorts Life character.
That's right. It's like a Benji character.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a Benji Bronk.
All right. A Ling Bronk.
Chris Lingbronk.
Lingbronk.
Don't put me in the elevator! Don't put me in the elevator! No!
Oh, goddamn. Well, all right, yeah, I don't know, it was just weird, man.
I mean, it's definitely weird, but that's what it's like to work with that guy. And yeah. I think we all know what we're getting into when we invite him into our homes. And this is your basement, after all.
That's right. We are in your basement.
He's like a boom bust player, if you will. You're either going to get like five touchdowns.
He's Ryan Zimmerman.
Yes. or he will Adam throw Dunn, away the game for you.
Yeah. Adam Eaton.
The three true outcome player. That's a baseball podcast. Man, these headphones in your basement are killing me.
Are they hurting?
The Stenheises.
Are the headphones butt hurting?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we get into that? How you've just completely gotten all of that wrong.
Butchered junkie speak?
Yeah, because...
In my defense...
They have been on the air for 21 years, and I feel like you could have gotten it by now.
I've only done, like, intermittent listening to the junkies, so I kind of... I'm like a foreigner who's come to this land and learned its profanity.
Yeah.
But then gets
in the Obama years.
Exactly, yes. But I'm kind of mix and matching it. Right. So please give me... Walk me through.
Okay.
For those listening at home, real fast, the Junkies are like DC sports radio. Shall we say legends?
Legends, yeah. Legends. They've been on for 21 years.
21 years. They still are the flagship show of 106.7, at least for our tenure.
Yeah, I would say The Morning Show.
The Morning Show. Yeah. Okay. And
that's just because I work on another show that's not theirs, and
okay,
you know, yeah. In case they're watching, they might, you know.
Well, they're the
they
morning
might be
show,
the two
is,
people watching, right?
Which is the coveted slot, right?
It's always the same two people, so they're really committed.
Yeah. But, no, so they've been on for a long time, and they do have their own language. And it was funny because we were just having a conversation with some rich kid
okay.
who had his parents buy him studio time. Think
Let's
about
call
this.
Him Richard.
I don't know what his name was. I know him as guy that came in and bothered me for 2 hours.
Dick.
His parents, so legit.
Yeah, so.
You're
so,
a commercial radio station. Someone did, like,
no, so what
pay happened? To play, but it was like pay to board
no, no,
up.
No, it's not even
oh,
that.
You got to be careful with that language. You can't just go throwing those words around.
Yeah, okay. It's
so
not
someone
even
gave
that.
CK cocaine to play Black Sabbath.
No.
Okay.
Danny, who is one half of the Grant and Danny show.
Yeah.
Second billing on that show, by
is
the
he
way.
Grant?
No, he's
oh,
Danny.
Second billing.
And he every year puts up some sort of come watch the show live silent auction piece for the school that he used to go to.
Okay.
And it's always approved by the station because they just sit.
Richie Rich private school, right?
Yeah, they just sit in the control room and they watch the show through the window, just like
okay.
how we're watching this conservative talk InfoWars yeah. guy right here. It's the same thing.
I've watched him mouth the words, Pizzagate is not a hoax.
He has the biggest stack over there, by the way. I mean, it's...
Does he have the Alex Jones paper
it's a,
stack
it's,
like he
it's
thinks
It's a manuscript.
Necessary.
It's probably wow, 600 God. Pages.
Yeah, those programming logs.
It is the script to Dr. Zhivago.
So Danny always puts this up, and we usually get like a family with a child that comes in.
Okay.
You know? But this year, it was just a kid graduating high school whose parents won the auction. And he came in by himself. And I didn't know he was coming in. That's besides the point. He comes in and sits there. And Shorts comes in. And I think Shorts was recovering from one of his characters.
Oh.
Because it was like noon when he had gotten there. And we
getting
were
really into it.
And we yeah. were talking.
Was he sweating out his character?
We were talking and someone said silly, which is a very common word uh-huh. over at our place of business.
Well, especially
in
at the radio
general.
Station.
Exactly.
And, yeah. and the,
so much mirth.
And the guy goes, he goes, so what does that really mean? Because like we say seist at school, but like we don't say silly. And
silly.
And we were like, okay, well, silly means like if you saw like a good looking chick, that mm-hmm. would be a silly looking chick.
Yes.
Or if you were talking about your nether regions, that would be your silly.
John loves to do that.
Okay.
Right.
That's true.
That's the biggest point of contention is that you keep calling it your hurting, where it's actually
I kind of picked that up from Chris though.
So
can it not be he brought
he might
up,
be calling
I believe,
it as hurting
touching
for a
your
different
hurting.
Reason.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because it's not silly.
You might be a Brady Sizemore.
Yeah.
A Tom Sizemore.
One time while in character, he was with an unclean woman. Is that
so we were trying to tell him this, and he's like, oh, and I told him that the word gets used so much
yes.
that people will say silly in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll go, that's a really silly idea. Mm-hmm. And we'll go, yeah, you know what? That is a silly idea.
Let me fix what you said
yeah.
for you.
You know what? I like you. That was a silly idea. That's why I pitched it to you. And he's actually telling you you're a big dummy. So this has been the thing that is actually
big stupid.
Yeah, it's affected us. Where, you know, seist, silly.
Nothing confusing about it.
There's nubs. There's nothing confusing about it at all. But you keep calling it you're hurting.
Yes.
And it's not. It's
okay.
You're silly.
Yeah, because he's seen it. He knows it's
you're silly yeah. could be nubby. Or your silly could be hurting.
Thumb?
But it is my yeah. silly.
Could you teach me?
There are many like
I am,
it,
I'm
but this one's
right
mine.
Yeah,
teach
I know. I want all the lingo because I
he
asked
knows none
I asked John
yeah.
and he let
I just,
me. He
I just
let
say
me
nubs
down.
And I shake
in fact,
my head.
We got
at him.
Into a thread where I just felt like, oh my God, I'm sorry I even brought this up, bro.
Yeah.
It sounds kinda hurting.
Well,
sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that would Rick me.
You should be butt sized to learn these things.
Yeah, if you
never even heard of a Rick.
No. Never heard of
Rick. I never heard of Rick.
I don't even know who Rick is.
Yeah.
Who Ricked me?
That's
kind
of right.
Tom Sawyer, can you walk us through all the junkie speak terms?
So, like, I was telling him about how my dog has been sick. Okay, and that's not fun.
That is nubs.
And I said that my dog keeps throwing up in the crate. That's really Ricking the S out of me. And that means that would be upsetting to you. You would be upset. You would be Rick.
All right, I'm writing that down.
You would not be sized for that.
No. You would be Nubs. You would be hurting. I would say that Rick is just like an agitation.
Rick.
When Nubs is like my payment for what I do at work is Nubby.
It's Nubs. Definitely Nubs.
Which means that my home life is hurting.
I feel like this is the best Mad Libs ever.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean,
I remember Felted, right?
Felted down to the felt. That means that, like, you're getting close to the Nubs.
Yes.
Where you can correct me if I'm wrong, Shorts, because we don't have any of the four junkies or Matt Valdez or Drab here. Mm-hmm. But I believe it's a poker term.
You've got, like, zippy chips.
Yeah. Your chips are so short that your fingers can feel the felt on the table. So you're not exactly Nubby yet. You're not Nubs.
Okay, I thought Felted was down to zero, but Felted
No, you're getting very
like
close.
Like eighth of a tank.
Yeah, you're feeling the felt.
Okay.
You're getting Felted, but you're not Nubs. You're not completely finished.
Okay. Chris, anything we're missing here?
Well, an older throwback term, donkey. That's also another poker term. Because that's like if you're...
I thought donk came from some athlete calling them donkey dicks.
Are they all...
They used to say that.
Seriously addicted gamblers?
Yes.
No, they are.
They were all into the computer poker thing, as I recall. Like, big time.
Yeah.
Well, that's so weird that they're playing with speed. Felt, because that's a mouse.
That's true, but it could be a felt mouse pad, so shut up.
A little strange.
Oh, right. I get it. You're talking about computers now.
Yeah.
All right, Nerdlinger.
PCs, bro.
Why don't you go get deeper into character?
Apples are rotten to the core. That's what our engineer's email signature
says.
God,
apples are rotten to the core?
He does say that.
If you send him an email and says...
What is that, a corn lyric?
Hey, no, John.
He hates Apple products.
Yeah, you say,
that's so dumb.
I think it is.
You send him an email and say, hey, John, the station is off the air. Uh-huh. Please fix. And then he'll say, okay, I'm on it. I'll drive to where the transmitter is. And then at the bottom, it'll say, John, Apple is rotten to the core. It won't say head engineer of CBS. It won't say any of that. It'll just say, Apple is rotten to the core.
It's like a part of his email signature.
Yeah. I hate, and like, I get
it.
And it has a picture of his cats underneath that.
Oh, well, all right.
For a while,
he got me back in his good graces.
For like a week, he did change his email signature to face it, you elected a turd.
Not bad.
Oh, but it was back in 2012.
Re-elected.
I told you. I warned you.
Come on, Chris.
He'll slip him in there.
I'm just saying politically. I don't see race.
Yeah, I was going for that, too.
Yeah.
You're a little Rick.
No, this might be his character.
Oh, okay.
His character might be that he just wants to call you a racist, fascist, bigot for the whole show.
Yeah. It's just my character.
He likes that character.
Yeah.
He likes that character as much as he likes the other character. The silent, drinky one.
Yeah. We might get there.
I don't... The whole anti-Apple thing, I get it. Like, they charge a ton. They're like the Starbucks of the computer world. But nothing says, like, I jerk off to BBS porn. Like,
yeah, but sure, like...
Being actively anti-Apple.
You're anti-Apple. I get it. Do that in your personal life.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah. Our job is to put on radio shows that go out to, I don't know, 150,000 people at any given time.
Big time.
We should probably have the best equipment possible. We shouldn't be using a computer that, you know, is running on Microsoft Office 98.
According to this guy, yeah. Much better than Snow Leopard.
Yeah, and using Adobe Audition 1.0. Nice. We shouldn't be doing that. We should be using the best products possible.
Sony Vegas.
Especially since I know that there's money to be had because I get paid minimum wage. Yes. Shout out to Muriel Bowser, by the way. That's the only political rant I'm going to have.
Yo, girl.
She keeps giving me pay raises, and I love it. Keep voting her in, DC.
Oh.
Like, she's bumping up the minimum wage?
Yeah, she's giving me pay increases.
Because hell yeah.
Every year, it's like going up $1.50, which means Thom gets hooked.
Silly.
Nice.
Silly.
Muriel.
I think the moral to the story is we've all learned our lesson about drinking on the show.
the mirror to the story?
Apparently, you guys have actually. So,
I'm did you guys? See, we all have.
Did you guys see the new Muriel at Ben's Chili Bowl?
No, who's on the new Muriel Bowser?
I think they got Bill Cosby off of it, but they have, I believe, the Ben from Ben's Chili Bowl.
Okay.
And then
that kind of makes sense.
And then Dave Chappelle and a bunch of other people.
I was just gonna say Dave Chappelle.
Really?
I never saw it, but I could guess.
During the
I can think of about five people they could put on there.
I'm trying to think of the common denominator for everyone on that mural.
People from DC.
Something beyond that.
Right. Residents of DC.
Why isn't Wanda Sykes on there? It's what I want to know. That's what I want.
Is she from DC?
Yeah.
She is, yeah.
Well, DC maybe. Not so much that. Maybe Ben
Wanda
doesn't like.
Should be there.
Maybe Ben.
Oh, God. Maybe he's sexist. Let's get
on
his case.
Maybe he doesn't like her because of who she's married to.
That could be
the
case.
Wait, who's she married to?
A woman.
Oh!
But also.
Is she white?
Yes, she's French.
I don't know about that. I was just
she's a French chick.
Well,
that makes sense, though.
That shoots holes in my theory.
Yeah. she's a race
trader. All right, well, we can throw that bit in the trash.
Okay, on to the next. Thanks, Pete.
Wait, you don't think so?
We're just having fun.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, we're just chipping you, babe.
Sorry, I was going to throw out a sock caca, but...
You did.
Oh,
you just did. I was going to do this and then do it.
I was going to call you an effing A. So anyone get to watch Comey today?
No, because I was working, as we say.
Anthony Comia.
Comia, yes.
Joseph Comey.
Chris, were you are at work and
I was avoiding it like the plague. Yeah.
He avoided the Comey.
He was doing a character.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tom
man.
Did this character where he kept trying to DM me tweets related to the Joseph Comia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was trying doing my own character where I didn't read them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But go ahead.
You didn't listen to Comon Eileen?
I thought that you would have been interested in that, Chris, because you kind of want to see his downfall.
I would say he's a part of the resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what it is at this point.
The three of us are staunchly Republican, and you are the one liberal dissenter show. So I figured this would be your bag as this man tore at our president
jackal. It's all false hope at this point. It's not going to happen.
But would you say it's a false flag? Should I go get that guy?
False flag.
Should I go get the Fairfax County
for my testimony?
Yeah. No, I had a feeling you'd think it was kind of visiting a strip club.
Oh, it gets you a little
sized.
Yeah,
it gets you a little sized, and then you're but nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to go into the champagne room. I'm going to pay her too much money.
Right.
Somebody's going to tell me I shouldn't take my junk out, and then
I'm going to get a little bit sized.
$200.
I can't do anything with it. Right.
That has happened, though.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
Sorry, West Virginia.
So you're working. You are working.
Yeah, but I watched it all day.
You watched it? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely...
Because I'm my own boss.
Except for your actual boss.
I got a real job, son.
I saw tweets, and I work with a guy who I won't name.
Uh-huh.
But he likes...
I bet I can guess.
He likes to tell me about my guy. Okay. And he likes to tell me what my guy has done.
Oh.
And it's usually not positive. So I was being updated on at least half of the Joseph Comey situation today.
Really?
Yeah, because I was being told what MSNBC was tweeting.
Huh.
Which is good because I don't follow them.
You're just being DM'd?
No. They were being verbalized to me. Because
we
work literally like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was just telling me.
Feet from each other.
Yeah. Feet from each other.
I
don't know why I doubled down on that.
Feet Medhurst from each other. Sorry. That's way too inside. Continue. I'm sorry.
I only wonder who.
Yeah, so he keeps me updated. He lets me know. Got me written up by the HR department. So.
Whoa.
You written up. Yeah. By being updated.
No. This was a previous situation, we'll say.
Did you update somebody else?
Maybe back on November 9th.
Was this golf?
Difficult situation.
Was this golf or Delta?
I don't get that reference.
G or D?
Oh, it was B.
Okay.
Yeah.
B-Mitch is still at the station? No.
No. No, he's at the other place, and he's getting paid a lot more money to do so. But back to Comey, because I think I'm going to save that story for another day, maybe when I'm finished.
Okay.
But back to Comey. So I was being updated on at least half of what was going on today, and I was following along. So what do you want to talk about Joseph Comey? Or Jim. We can call him Jim, right?
We can all
call him Jim. Yeah,
we know him. Comey.
I mean, was it a positive thing for you? I liked it, but like you said, it's also false hope. It was also a bit of a D-tease because you realize legitimately, if you understand how impeachment works in any capacity, yeah, like they're Republican-led, like House and Senate can kind of just be like, we don't care. We literally don't care.
As a complete crazy person, I was happy with what happened today. Where I went into it thinking this is going to be the starting process of the impeachment, mm-hmm, where this is going to be where they're going to get him, and this is where they're going to completely throw our votes out, and they're just going to make it so because they got beat the first time, and then they want to blame the Russians. So let's just get him thrown out the hard way. This would be like back in the Texas wrestling days, where if you didn't want to wrestle a guy, you would throw him over the top rope and get DQ'd. That's where I thought about this going into it, where this is it. This is going to be the writing on the wall, because we saw all this from, what was it, New York Times and everything else about the memos.
Yes.
And all these leaks. And
anytime, by the way, I hear about memos, I just think about that scene with Jackie Treehorn and Big Lebowski.
Right, right. Where he with the guy with like potato legs and the huge Johnson.
Yes.
We can say Johnson on the show, right?
The huge priapus dick.
Yeah. You make a hell of a drink, Jackie.
So yeah, Comey's passing off this. Yeah,
right.
This sketch.
He's passing off a memo.
Yes.
And then I'm seeing all this on Twitter, where because we didn't have the sound on, about how he had somehow thrown.
Tom is
subtitles on.
Tom is an expert lip reader.
No, I was following along with this thing called Twitter. It's pretty cool. And reporters and people, they can log in and they can type what they want with 140 characters or less.
But you can't hear what Comey is saying.
No, but I have enough people to tell me what Joseph Comey is.
Yeah. And that's
Paul Joseph Watson.
Okay, so
and a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of people telling other people what. No.
I'm not exactly sure where you're going, so I'd like for you to just say it.
What I'm saying is, I think, you need to listen to it. I mean, I don't think you can see it on Twitter and be like, Comey said this, and it's going to get paraphrased by somebody else.
I understand what you're saying.
True or
what
false.
You're saying is, like, you're getting a snapshot. But
Tom York, you are watching. You have the video up, but it's muted. And then
I'm seeing the CNN lower third.
But he also can't, watch it and listen.
And I'm following along on Twitter because, of course, that was all that was on Twitter today. There was nothing else on Twitter. So.
No, it was like the Super Bowl being live.
Right.
There was nothing else on radio. Even I went to Jersey.
I would beg the difference,
yeah, exactly,
my friend.
There's Nats talk.
Nobody was.
It certainly is.
I don't think anyone was listening to it.
There was
other radio stations playing it, and then when I went to Jersey Mike's to get subs, they had it on their TV in all places.
That's probably Jersey just because they didn't know how to change a channel.
This is something that's really starting to bother me, by the way.
I was like, this was everywhere.
I want to just get away from all of this, like, so much.
You can't.
But I can't because it's everywhere.
Well, it's really smart. You live next to the Pentagon.
It's everywhere. Like, everybody has it on the TV. Like,
where's he going to get?
What happened to putting ESPN on TVs and bars and restaurants? Like, what happened to that?
Restaurants. But true or false? Because I know that Pete doesn't want to believe everything he sees on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But
fake news.
True or false? Did he throw Loretta Lynch under the bus?
I might have missed that part.
Okay,
he did.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
So that's what I saw, and that's what was.
So it was like the Texas rules. Like, he grabbed her and. Literally,
yeah. Okay. He DQ'd her.
He DQ'd the wrong person. I thought that all those people were safe. I thought that was long gone. And it seemed to be that even places like the New York Times and places that lean towards the other side,
mm-hmm,
all the narrative on Twitter, which is what I was following on, were all saying that it looks like it's going a different way. So I guess I'm happy. I guess I have to know what Sean Hannity is going to tell me tonight. When I watch the West Coast replay of Sean Hannity, then I'll tell you. You want to have me back next week? I'll have the whole rundown for you.
You'll know what you think then. Okay. It was, I mean, it was just refreshing. I'm going to pull off the mask of the character of John now. And as a guy that leans left like my junk, it was refreshing to see
like
someone like yes. No, it's my silly.
Yeah.
Please get it right. Don't want the listeners confused.
I've seen it. It's asserting.
So it was cool to see a guy come in and get a taste of it. You're like, oh, yeah, that's like what sanity is. Like, that is reality. Reality's still real. That guy is kind of bringing me back to it.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone's crazy. Yay. And then...
Well, that's why he was fired.
Yes.
He was fired because he was normal.
Pretty much, yeah. That's why I was forced out of JFK. But
you forced yourself out.
That is true.
Were you taking memos...
You set yourself up.
After every time...
You played yourself.
After every time you had to produce a show, were you taking memos, John?
I was, and they're all just Jackie Treehorn memos. Just
I knew it.
Dick sketches.
Is there any way we can get the Jackie Treehorn memo, like, what do they call that, a notepad? There's got to be a place on, like, Amazon or Etsy or something that just has Treehorn
it's
on top of
imprinted
a stack of papers.
Yeah. Okay, and I can just drag my pencil across it, and each one of them is there.
I would love to have that.
You might have your income. Like, you might have what is going to fund your pod empire right there.
I don't know about that. I mean...
Dream big.
I would probably have to spend at least 2 hours of pay on that notepad.
Nah.
What, it's probably $20, right?
Beat me to it. I was going to say, I can just give you the $16.
Yeah. That'd be a show. I got you, man. It's in the mail. It's in the mail.
Oh, God. Well, I've got nothing. Let's call it a day, guys. No.
Is that it?
No. I don't really have. I wanted to cover Comey. I wanted to cover Chris. And
I want to hear another person that has been kind of on the news lately and actually has to apologize, you know, unlike Comey where he's actually testifying and saying what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about Colleen Campbell if you have any of those clips.
Oh, yeah, that
the
was
Philly reporter that was losing her mind.
We have Colleen Campbell. We have Schwartz's dream. Mm. Okay. We have, is Chipotle overrated? Why Pizzagate is real.
Uh-huh. What was that?
By the way, can we let people in on this bit? Because this was genius.
Okay.
So John sends out like show notes on show topics, potential show topics for the show. And because Tom's coming in for the first time, he loops him in on the email.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tom sees the show ideas. He sends back his own list of ideas.
Yeah.
And they were like,
what were your three hot takes?
Well, no, there was Pizzagate, why it's real.
Okay. Yeah.
Who killed Seth Rich? A conversation roundtable. And then, there was, is Chipotle overrated?
three real barn burners.
Yeah. I think all of those are good debates. All of those are good conversations. No, but we had your dream, and then we had something else that had to do with you. What was it?
The show lately has been very Lingbok-centric, so we can keep
going. No. Girls using the restroom at work.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's our topic. That is our topic.
Yeah.
Thom, you want to walk us through this?
Actually, this is a short story, because not a short story, a Chris Lingbok story.
Very short story.
Okay.
Where...
I'm story!
Sure, it's your floor.
This girl at work was like...
And she's new, by the way.
Please describe this girl.
Not get too specific.
you've already... Come on.
This girl
you're
at work.
Already doing loops on your noose. Can you finish it?
Yes. This girl at work.
Uh-huh.
Just
give her social.
Look, we've got a bathroom. Bathrooms on the floor that we work on, obviously. We work in a building. And she asks, are there any other bathrooms in the building?
And
which to me.
We have a pretty big bathroom. I mean, the guy's bathroom is three stalls. Shorts and I have been lucky enough to go into the female restroom due to cleaning,
mm-hmm.
and I know that there's at least six or seven stalls in there. So we're talking about a pretty big, spacious facility.
You had her on a lot of cable to set up those cameras.
Well, look. Oh, God.
Could you imagine?
A lot of fiber optics.
And look, to me, my sensors went off because I was like, well, why does she need to use a bathroom on a different floor?
Maybe she was deeply in character last night.
Yeah, to me, there was only one answer.
She was planning to do what Trump would like to do to the Mideast.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drop that Moab. Is that what it's called?
She wanted to drop the mother of all bombs.
Yeah. She was going to Moab ice.
Yeah,
so, I'm not going to be listening back to this episode. Okay.
So she's got a Moab coming, right? Yeah. Like it's been released from the plane. And you can see on that very, like, 240p, like, screen, you can see the crosshairs, right? Like, where it's going to go. You
the
can see the little cars are going down the dirt road, right? Like, we're getting close. And
I'm actually picturing, like, Slim Pickens, like, on the bomb, like Dr. Strangelove. Like, he's just waving his cowboy hat.
So we're assuming that this is an urgent situation.
Yeah.
So Drake, we have the ostrich in sight.
So we hit her with, there's one on the roof. And she immediately gets in the work elevator.
It sounds like you tricked her into deucing into an air duct or something.
No, there is a nice bathroom on the roof.
Yeah. On the roof.
And it is kayfabe.
But they've got a lounge up there. It's like really nice.
Are we talking like roof?
Yes.
Roof. There is a organic garden on our roof.
Wow.
John, are we getting played?
No,
I don't think so. This is all real news. 100%
real. Everything I've said on the show is real.
Real news. Yeah, there's weird news. There's chicken Alfredo. The cardboard box.
That's Scorch, for all the people BLG. Who don't know. Short story. Shorts tweeted out a picture of Scorch to me. And someone responded and goes, wow, Thom, you're much older than I thought you were. And then I realized I really do look a lot like Scorch.
I forgot about that.
Bald guys look alike bit? Like,
I guess so. I guess so. And he was wearing like really old dated clothes. Uh-huh. And someone also said that I was wearing Junko jeans today. So that's two things on my stylish side of the street. But back to the girl who was... That was using
dumping
the
on the roof.
Yeah, dumping on the
Holding
roof.
Holding your signed copy of $3 bill, y'all.
Right. Okay. So she gets in the work elevator because that's the only way you can get up to the situation.
She needed the freight elevator to haul the Moab up.
The Moab.
Yeah, the Moab.
And so she goes up there and, you know, she returned. She returned, what, maybe a half hour later?
I didn't keep track.
Paper tucked under her arm.
Right. She had toilet paper on her shoe. Nice. So, and we all kind of looked at each other and goes, that's why.
Oh.
And that goes to the bigger conversation of why is it done?
Doesn't she value her career?
Right. Or respect. Because there are certain people, and I won't say names, but there are certain people that use our restroom like it's their home bathroom. And I am team home bathroom. Unless it's an absolute dire need. Where
yes.
I could pull a Lingebach, okay? Yeah. Where I could have one of those situations.
Where you're on air and can't do anything about it.
I'm not going to do that at work, but there are men who we know that we see every day that have no problem doing it, and they'll talk to you when they go in, and they'll talk to you when they come out.
Is it Golf or Delta?
No, it's Delta.
It's B.
It's Delta, and it's a lot of big bosses that I don't want to say.
Okay.
But nonetheless, there are these people, and these people I do not get. And now we've been given confirmation that there are women in this world like that, too. And I think that is unacceptable.
At work.
At work.
The comfort level at work, yeah.
Yeah, because I think, you know, you go in, you know, you got to do whatever you got to do real quick, you come out. But a half an hour situation on a private bathroom in the roof, I think, is completely unacceptable.
You want to imagine like 30 seconds, the panties drop to the ankles,
sure.
They talk boys.
The fun stuff.
Exactly.
The
fun
stuff.
Yeah.
It's lighthearted. We can all giggle about that.
Right. You can go and get a glass top coffee table, you know, go and set up, you know.
You don't want to think about her like potentially having to bust out the plunger.
Potentially.
Shorts is way more nervous about this than me. She stopped talking to me after the first day, so I'm not worried about her finding out about this.
Okay, but Chris is like long gaming it.
Yeah.
like he's going to like give her a copy of this on a USB stick and be like, don't worry, I crap too.
We get each other.
Chris, how do you feel about it? You're not okay with it either, right?
I honestly don't care. I like to pretend that girls
like
don't.
Whisper. All right, like, everybody poops. Getting you fired.
No. I'm just saying I don't care that happens. I just prefer not to know about it.
I think she should lose her job.
For morale. Like, it really...
Because I can't look at her the same. And technically, she's an example here. I think we know... If we further investigate, that there are more of these people that go to the other restroom. But for her,
I can't get into the selfishness to like do this to you.
I know that's a fact, and here's why: because I've been up there.
You've been in there.
Because I've been up there, and it's like
the executive.
Who is that? Oh, you don't like that we randomly have people shoving their face in our little porthole?
That looked like a dead person.
I know.
Did you see that person?
Yeah.
No, I just know
she looked dead.
I really should have done a bit and been like, "What are you looking at?"
Is this playing in the hallway, maybe?
No. Pete, we're safe. We're safe.
Okay. Yeah, we're just sitting here talking about not being allowed to go.
She's definitely one of those people. She'll go wherever she has to.
She just did.
Yeah.
She just stuck her face right in the window. Yeah.
That is a 60-year-old woman. She will, like, kick one leg in the air and put it against the stall door and drop one.
What were we talking about before that zombie invasion came over?
It didn't feel like that. I've been up to that bathroom, and it's got, like, weird paper-thin walls.
Weird paper.
And
weird walls. You can hear everything.
In the men's bathroom, which has one unit, and the women's bathroom, which I'm assuming has one unit as well.
Unit with the accent on the second syllable.
Also, they jut right up against each other. They share this paper-thin wall.
One urinal and then
stall? No, two separate units. But like
one is a men, one is a women. It's private.
All right, but yeah, it's just a stall, right?
There's no stall. It's just a unit.
I keep looking over my
shoulder.
What
the hell is a unit?
I mean, it's like
it's a toilet.
You walk in and there's the toilet.
Yeah.
There we go.
You open the door, you walk in, all right. You're in the unit. There's
so it's a non-partitioned bathroom.
That was my follow-up
question.
It's
just a door you open and it's a toilet.
Yeah, it's a studio apartment.
Yeah.
I'm thinking right now, given his cavalier attitude regarding this, I'm thinking Lingbok is playing the long sexual seduction game and slipped her some laxatives. To knock her down a couple pegs.
This is just absurd.
And now because that the rest knew, of the station doesn't want her.
Because he knew that she was going to come and make a public announcement.
Yeah, exactly.
And he knew we were all around. I mean, it was one of the biggest shtick circles of the year. I mean, there were 15 people around in the kitchen. And she goes, are there any other bathrooms in this place? And we all go.
She was pressed for time. Oh. I can say that.
No, he pulled a Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
He gave Jeff Bridges, right? Not Jeff Bridges. That's Lebowski.
Jeff Daniels. John, what's our time?
Gave Jeff Daniels. We got plenty of time to get to the bottom of this.
Hey, buddy, old pal.
Is it an hour or what? Or what?
Are we doing?
Do you need another cigarette?
No, I just want to ask. Did she walk in the place and say, where can I take a shit? I'm sorry. I've been waiting to say that. That's why I wanted to check
that
out.
That would have gotten a huge laugh.
In fact, that actually reminds me of another bit. And I have no problem talking about this comfortably. Colette, who runs the front desk, has run the front desk for years.
Yeah.
Wherever the station moves to different buildings.
She's the mascot
at this
point.
We're in Lanham.
If you have ever won tickets to the station or anything, she'll be the person you come in and she goes, who are you?
Yeah. She is like
Colette is
really comfortable. And I love it about it. It makes her. But one day in Fairfax, this was the old building, two buildings ago.
My building.
She used to have, because it was such a small
building.
In Papa's building. Because it was such a smaller building, there were only so many people working there. If she had to go to the bathroom, she would ask you, ask somebody to watch the front desk for her in case anybody came by or the phones rang or whatever. So... There were people like standing out in the front lobby one time, and she was pressed for time.
She was doing what this girl was doing.
And okay. She goes, move! I gotta take a shit. It was so funny.
Should we just say goodbye and continue this on the other side?
Oh, I mean, we're already probably clear of the hour, so we can do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you said goodbye or if you just.
Oh, as in.
Yeah, because we're doing an hour, and then we're talking radio on the air.
We can just insert something.
Keep talking, man. Yeah, I'll just upload the full
mark.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, so she goes up there, and she's doing work.
doing work.
But my thing is that she needs to be fired, because you can't shit at work and be in a directorial position. You can't. And then have all these new employees, because I said she's new, and there's a lot of them that are new, and that's all I'll say. They all will look at her and go, we can't trust her. She can't make any decisions, because at any given moment, she'll go and shit on the roof.
I mean...
For 30 minutes.
This for 30 minutes.
No, I don't trust... I do not trust any directors or program managers that cannot shit within 5 minutes. I'm just saying that right now.
We'll just do dirty here on out, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I thought that's what we established. I thought that's what we established, yeah, that we had hit the mark.
That's what I was asking.
Okay,
no, fine. But no, I feel that same way. Every finance manager of every company I've ever worked at has taken a shit in no less than 3 minutes.
Well, it's a power play.
It's true.
It's a power
it's
play.
It's a Constellation it Energy
executives,
power play.
And like, Jesus, his colon is
shitters.
Strong.
Yeah. Dude, don't you get it? Like, you are saying, I am so big cheese at this place.
Yeah, I have
you
to.
You will literally fucking wait while I shit.
Yeah.
Your world will stop while I shit.
Do you think she was doing that?
It's just shared bathroom, by the way.
Oh, she was. No, she's fresh meat. Unless it's like a weird
Because the executive
Japanese
move
thing.
Is to do it in front of everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, not literally in front of everyone, but like
no,
in the bathroom.
No, call a meeting in the Skunk Works.
And not feel bad about it.
I work in Skunk Works.
Go in there, do your work, not even care. Like I try to time it out so that there's the least amount of people in the bathroom at the time, because I'm so terrified of people knowing that I'm shitting that I don't want people to know about it. Even though at some point somebody's going to walk in, and if they want to look under the stall and see flip-flops, they know it's me. So they're going to know that I'm doing
You're practically barefoot.
Oh my God.
On the
you're
floor
not even
of a
blue
bathroom.
Shirts.
Well, guys.
You're flip-flops. What the hell?
It's fine.
What
right?
the hell?
No.
It's fine. It's
what just, the fuck is this?
You probably have toe cancer. Flip-flops in a bathroom?
All right. I mean, what am I going to do? Go home, put shoes on, and then come back and shit?
I mean,
you could put a toilet cover on the floor.
Guys, yeah. can I come clean? I shit in a woman's bathroom at my place, and I've been doing it for about 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Just
really?
It's a single woman's bathroom. And I call
for
it
single
the
women.
I call it the IT the satellite office. It's about the size of a switch closet.
So you have like a one of chick bathroom that you use.
Yeah. I totally use it.
Oh, the single ladies.
I've been using it for 5 years, and they just hired somebody. They hired a woman. So all the women that they've hired have
single women.
All the single women have been established on the other side of the building, where like their bathroom is maybe like 13, 15 feet from them. They just hired one
that uses yours.
That's so close to mine.
Are you going to? Because you like you're pretty like a girl. Are you going to just buy a wig?
I don't know what I can
and
do.
Wing it?
Why do they have separate bathrooms?
No,
for the
I
married
mean,
women?
I already told her. I was like, yeah. Hey, straight up. Because it has
so
a
so they don't get pregnant from a toilet seat.
It has a men's bathroom right next to it, which gets used all the time.
Yeah.
I just told her, I was like, hey, it was straight up. I was like, you and me, girl. You know what I mean?
Do they have a single men and married men bathroom
She's
as well?
Like, no, I don't know.
She was like, no, yeah. No, she didn't. No, she gave me a very weird look.
Right.
Because I came out of there.
Because she could tell you're taken.
What?
Maybe she didn't know what you mean, and she was curious after that.
Yeah,
she
you should have just done the. Oh.
What movie was that?
We tight.
Woo!
I gave her the Mockingjay and everything. I thought she was cool, but whatever.
She goes, me and you. You're like me and you. And you pound your chest. And you, go, you know what I mean? And she's like,
nope.
I don't. But I don't want to ask because I don't want to get HR involved.
So I just wanted to bring that up. So I wanted to introduce her because it was her first week.
See,
she started on Monday.
When you first said that, I was putting myself in her single lady shoes.
Yeah.
And I was imagining that she was looking at you going, oh, you're one of those. Yeah.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
I guarantee you I take better dumps than that hoe.
You're not safe in the men's bathroom
because
of your predilections.
And they only have two. Unless you go into the married women's bathroom.
Yes. Yeah, Pete, this is the single women's bathroom.
This is a story for another day, but I had a situation like that.
It was a difficult situation.
It's a very difficult situation.
Very difficult situation.
Yeah.
Dish.
Oh, I can't tell this story. This is a story for another day when we're behind a paywall and not streaming live.
He did start by saying this is a story for another day.
We're also supposed to be behind a paywall.
Well,
sometimes.
It's now 12:01
I would love that story.
Dish.
We could actually make it happen.
I can't tell if these headphones are dying on me. Don't you go dying on me now. Or or if they're if it's the jack.
The jack.
It's cutting
the Jackie
Treehorn. It's driving me nuts.
I keep messing with it too.
The Jackie Martley.
Okay, so we've talked about the new girl.
Oh my God, Colleen.
We talked about the new girl who embarrassed herself to all of us.
Quick aside, is this girl the one you might
No.
Okay. Because I actually thought when he said that he has a story for us, I thought it was the same girl. because of this situation and then when his dream happened. And then, you know, a lot of things, you know, your brain starts working in weird ways, and you know that she shit at work.
Yeah, you want to see the girl
everything's
you
working,
love
everything's functioning.
Take a shit.
No. That's what
I've been
that's
in that same relationship.
I thought it was the same person.
I got to just tell that story now real quick.
Okay.
Just so that people know what the hell I'm talking
about. No, please. Like, I don't want content on a show.
Look, I just woke
up. Zip it. Zip
I woke
it, Buster.
Up this morning.
Can you please do your character?
Yeah.
Oh God, this is what he thought that was a great radio
bit. I do what? When did you play that?
I woke up this morning. You ever have a dream?
Feeling got yourself a gun?
That's just very, very vivid and.
Oh, you made it messy?
Exactly what? No. Oh, John, gross. No, I didn't.
Mom!
I didn't jizz in my pants. But I did have a dream. About that, not just in the fans.
Okay, but now you're some kind of hero.
This is like that fucking Tenacious D song tribute. It's like the song about the best song ever that they wrote. You're like, this is my dream about
the
wet dream.
This is not
the
story. This is just a tribute.
This is fucking jizz inception.
No, it was the best jizz ever. I've been fascinated by this person I know who may or
this
may not.
Person
I know. Who
Thank
may
you
or,
for your service.
Who may or may not have worked in the same building as myself for a while now.
Okay.
And let's just say I get a little bit sad.
We can use the names Liz Drayback.
Let's say that she works with us.
Okay.
And
let's
that
just
she's
say,
not the one that shit on the roof.
Okay.
Let's just say I woke up and after having a nice dream about her. And if she happened to know that I had this dream, it would be very... it would be a very difficult situation for us. But it was the perfect dream. I mean,
okay,
perfect.
All right, so I'm gonna.
You know, you know my tastes.
Oh, I do.
In women.
Okay, yeah. He did women with air quotes.
And what they for being sized.
And what they look like.
Yes. Right. So it was Tom after transition.
Yeah.
A little Thomala Anderson action.
It's everything that you would want to happen in one of those dreams happened.
Okay, so
I woke up and it was the best I'd woken up in a long time.
You went to Benihana, you caught the shrimp in your mouth.
She showed you her bound feet.
Yeah. Dad left.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She showed you a picture of her grandfather next to the zero he used to shoot down our boys.
It was like the perfect dream for me is the Led Zeppelin 4 scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High,
yes,
where you're in your Datsun and you're driving to the Wienerhaus.
And, I love how much you know the movie.
And then you forget your wallet, right? And you have to get your buddy.
Nick Cage is behind the counter.
And you forget.
No, that's at the breakfast place.
And you forget your wallet. Qualified. And you have to call your buddy from a payphone because they don't have cell phones.
And what's
back
your buddy's
then.
Name again?
Mark.
There you go.
And he's, you know, busy collecting money for Ozzy Osbourne tickets at his house. And you call and the mom says, you know, Mark's actually outside working on his car with his dad. He's going to have to call you back later. He calls you back later. He's watching some sort of TV show. Mm-hmm. And you're on this wonderful date the whole time. And you keep ordering Cokes because you're waiting for Mark to come back with your wallet. Mm-hmm. And then after that, everything works out.
You can just recite the whole fucking movie from
no,
this point.
No, I'm telling you my perfect dream. Because Schwartz is not going to tell us his perfect dream. Yeah. So I'm telling you mine.
Okay.
So we're going to... So when we
so find... with Stacy.
Yes, we're out with Stacy. We pay the fat woman finally when Mark shows up. He goes, hey, you left your wallet over at my house.
Yeah.
So you pay the woman, you get back in the Datsun, you go home. She asks you to come inside. Mm-hmm. She makes you the famous iced tea that Mark Damone drinks later.
Yes.
Oh, a couple scenes later, he drinks the same effing iced tea.
I never put that together.
And then she shows you.
I feel like with him on the show, I'm seeing the world through a baby's eyes.
And she
all fresh and new.
She shows
you. Oh, really? Yeah.
The most
super relevant reference.
But the best foreplay you could ever imagine is when she goes into her childhood bedroom and pulls out a book of photo albums. And I mean, they're the most beautiful photos of her entire family, her dead dogs. And she's wearing this weird, like, silk kimono type thing. But you're too nervous to do anything. So you just keep looking at the photo albums. And then when shit starts happening, you give her a little tiny kiss. You blow your load in your shorts. And you leave. And you get back in your Datsun. And you go, what the fuck am I doing? I got to come back inside. This is my greatest opportunity. And then you see the light go off. And that's when you wake up. That's a perfect dream.
Oh, goddamn.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So what's your perfect dream, Schwartz?
I was just going to say she asked him my D and then I blew my load on her hoo-hoo, and then I woke up, and it was perfect.
Wow. Well, we all have different tastes.
Right.
Yeah. I think there's a happy medium between thumb.
The dream was about 13 seconds long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ideal. Right. Optimal.
That's real life.
Yeah. I mean, at least he got some foreplay, but yeah. You still got to.
So you're saying you lasted as long as Damone in the pool house.
I woke up yeah. And I was like in love. I was like, what am I doing with my life? I've got to lose 80 pounds roughly.
Yeah.
And just get my stuff together.
Dude, what is this spaz doing next door? Have you seen that?
I think that's the dead woman.
She is not bad.
Maybe she thought this was the studio she was supposed to be in. That's
holy
she
smokes. Can we get some live action on that?
What is there? A hot girl there?
No,
yeah.
No effing way. It was the dead woman that was right here.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, you're not going to trick me. I know it's not Queso. I know it's not Sarah Queso.
Yeah.
All
right.
Casey Queso with the top 40.
Sarah Queso in the Sunshine Band.
I can't get that image out of my face now.
The dead woman.
Out of my head.
Do you mind not breaking the chairs, Pete?
He's like a fucking meerkat
for pussy.
She's
like,
cute.
Just staring.
Is there any way that you're going to be able to pull the video and then zoom in where you can isolate just her dead face in the window?
That'll be the
it's
photo
not clear
for the
enough.
Show.
I guess YouTube picked it up. Yeah, people know we're not just.
I mean, you can see the door
clear
here.
Enough yet, yeah, but.
But if you just do like a super zoom.
We'll do a super zoom and then we'll just like, yeah, put another.
She's only going to look more dead the more you zoom in, too.
I don't care how dead she looks. That woman is a zombie.
Yeah, there is no soul there. That's right. Just a husk.
She was hungry, man.
Me likey.
So can you tell us more about your work wife? That like, how's that going? Are you making any strides here?
No, I haven't made any strides in like 4 years.
To get this woman out of your dreams
the work
and
wife.
Into your car.
I actually said work life. I go, don't ask him that.
No, tell me.
Work wife, okay.
Tell me about this silly.
I can confirm. She is silly.
She is silly, okay.
Yeah, she definitely
like, let's put it this way. I'm a fat fucking loser.
Okay? Let's just put it this way.
Don't
here's how we're going to frame
things.
This.
If I ever had an idea of a shot, like if I got into the Datsun
like
for
it's
the
just
second
U2
time
in an empty parking lot,
right? If I'm playing the B side of Led Zeppelin 4 and we're leaving the German Wienerhaus, I would be done there.
Okay,
where like I wouldn't even be able to go any further. I would just go. There's your ride. Don't have to pay for Uber.
You would be done. Like already smoking your cigarette.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Here's,
sexually, I wouldn't know what to do.
Okay.
Here's why I think it crept into my brain. Because Been thinking about how please, terrible my size. Life is.
Please note, detail how you saw an attractive coworker and then you noodled out having a sex dream about her, Christopher, please.
No, here's the thing. Back when I was in kind of silly shape.
Okay.
You ever have like you 4 years later?
Club.
It was a little bit after that. It was probably like a year or two after that. But I was still in substantial shape. Not just a fucking orb like I am now. And like with Donald Trump's hand on me with the Saudi Arabians.
Yeah. the world orb.
Yeah. Were you comfortable being touched like that?
It was one of those situations where I feel like looking back on it, I had a chance. I didn't recognize it. I was too dumb at the time.
With her?
Yes.
She's been there that long.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I feel...
I would say 4 years. Pete,
do you think she listens to the show?
Zero.
No, she doesn't even listen to the station.
If
she
a girl
sells,
is single...
Oh, God. Now you see, you're giving...
I mean, I don't blame her.
Giving away the business.
All right, John. John, we're ready for your ask me anything. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
She works in accounting.
Yeah. Can you just like show us a picture of her country of origin? I mean, that. Sorry.
John.
Okay. I apologize.
Okay, you said
I'm gonna end the show,
like, right? No. You said Pete, Tom, Pete, and then Pete didn't say anything.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
So what's your question for me?
Question is, don't
you didn't
feel
ask a question.
4 years, girl single. Has she been single this whole time? She's taken. What's the deal? We don't know.
She's gone back and forth. That's the thing. It makes it more attainable.
There was, there was a human.
There
was a commitment.
Yes.
There was a commitment.
Mm. Okay.
And then all of his pictures disappeared off of Facebook.
Mm.
And that changed to single.
Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
And
now I think it's going back the other way, but with the new one. But
the pendulum
swinging
back the other way.
Oh, I love Foundry.
Does
musician.
She
the pendulum
say that
swinging.
The person she is with is in a relationship on Facebook with
I don't
her?
Think so.
I don't know, but I can certainly look.
If
I don't
you
think so.
Please do.
If you say no, then you're pretty good.
And I want the
you're
listeners.
Pretty
good.
I'm not actually
play
gonna
along.
Do anything.
So if
I'm
you
in
can,
a relationship.
If you can
I'm
give
fine,
the URL,
right?
No.
Yeah.
But in like
I
a dream,
to,
in
yeah.
a dream, maybe.
Yeah.
So what I'm tiptoeing around, Chris. Tom Pete.
I wanna double click on what he said about how he had an opportunity at one
okay,
point.
Okay, yeah.
That's where we need the double click.
Okay. Control C, Control V.
No, I'm not. You gave me that. You said
we've
that there was an
copied and we pasted. So I wanna hear you had a window.
Yeah. All right. So one time
We'll
say it was in the distant past.
Was she alone in an alley, very in character?
No, but we were out at a bar with other people.
Okay.
And I look back on the situation and say...
The situation.
Yes.
I think she was throwing out some cues or some vibes, and I was too stupid at the time, and I missed them. And now I'm a fat slob, and so there's going to be no more vibes.
Were you doing a character that night?
No, I wasn't. I was...
Was she in character?
Definitely.
Okay.
She was kind of in character.
All right.
Yeah, she was slightly in character, but I don't think that takes away from it.
Okay.
Think it's that big of a mitigating.
She wasn't a method actor. Like, she wasn't completely immersed.
Like, during the night, but you get better be careful the day after.
Right.
There's nothing posted. Let's put it that way. There's no option. That's the new game by all these, like, women that are trying to have babies now. Because they're all middle-aged and terrible.
Yeah.
They just, when they're single, they just knock it off the board. If you go to the about page on Facebook, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It just says day or name, birth date, high school. That's all it says now. So you can never tell.
Birth date, but not like the year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's always. And yeah, because the milk.
To show you that they're 31.
The milk has expired.
It's restamped 7-Eleven milk.
So you had an opportunity.
I expired some milk when I woke up.
how long did it take to milk the cow upon waking up?
30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So you were sized.
Yeah, I was butt sized.
Okay. Sorry. I'm just picturing Mario Kart where you time it right and it hits three and you're able to like get that boost in front of everyone. Just bam.
Cross, yeah, I got the boost pretty quick.
Across the starting line. I saw
her today. Okay.
C-trigger, baby.
I saw her today at work. Have you seen her since? Because that
sorry,
would
be racist. Did she fucking fall into an acid bath? Or?
Well, no. I'm just saying.
Who killed Seth Rich?
With believe me, we're post-show now. We're in the post-show. Yeah. We can talk about that. But for me, it's like when I have a situation like that. A situation.
Yes.
A very difficult situation.
When I have a situation like that and I see that person.
Mike Sorrentino.
Yes. It's very awkward for me. And
for you, but not them.
They don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's so awkward for you that you make it awkward for them.
Yes. And then they go, he was being fucking weird today. So
I can picture Chris thinking that he's handling it like fucking Cool Hand Luke, but just leering.
So that's why, right. trying to repaint that picture in his head. Trying to rebuild the puzzle.
You're not even realizing. I'm not even realizing. I'm just mouthing the words. I dreamed of fucking you.
At least you have dreams, not like that dead woman that keeps popping up in the window.
I love her.
I don't know why.
Is she legit old as dirt?
Because I'll fuck anything.
Oh, you know that.
I forgot there's a pattern here. This fits the narrative.
We'll get to that off air.
I'll tell you off air. Off the air. Off the podcast.
We can get on air, but we'll do it with some time passed.
I don't want that.
What the fuck does that mean?
Let's wait some fucking time, and then we'll say all the weird shit I've done.
You've been in a dark place lately, but you're coming out of it. I feel you're coming out of it.
This is what John does.
You're in a weird place.
Yeah, like you're just enjoying your life.
Sorry that I'm friends with two barely functional alcoholics.
Whoa, John. Characters.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Doing very characters.
Two people.
Two of the great method actors of my time.
Exactly, yeah.
I wish you would just realize that.
Meisner and Stanislavski
really
in your presence.
Fucking
get
committed.
Get the fuck out of here.
Got Marlon Brando to the left of me,
putting grapes in his cheeks.
Exactly. Marlon to the left of me,
putting an orange in his mouth. Yeah. Orange peel.
Goddamn James
Dean. Down to the right.
So when did you fuck the old chick?
Well,
you're able to decipher
about
those
10
hieroglyphics.
depends which old chick, but I don't know. The last one was like 6 weeks ago or something.
God, was it that recent? Did you return to the scene of the crime?
Maybe it wasn't the same scene.
Oh, you're a serial killer?
He's trying to put some distance between it. I know what he's doing.
Those
bodies haven't been found yet.
Yeah, oh, God, man. I thought this was like a one-off. You got drunk. You ran over a kid. You hit the body. This is a habit.
No. Yeah. I mean, it's a habit.
There's a reason why he has multiple freezers.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Oh, Pedro.
That's why it's maybe.
Oh, God. Did she consent, Pete? Maybe.
Of course she did. Yes.
Okay. Yes, and.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have any more else
Where'd
to
you
add
meet her?
To that. No. Oh, God, I didn't think we were actually going to get into
that.
Oh, no. I thought we were going to.
Be specifics. Tom's a stickler for specifics today.
Oh, boy.
I just got questions.
No, that was BS, but the last one before the one now
what
was
does she look like?
Jersey chick who is absolutely effing insane.
No, Thom isn't asking about that. Thom is asking about the zombie.
Every time he tries to wiggle out of it, it comes back.
Yeah, I tried.
Thom is asking about the older woman you had, and you're like, let me tell you about the 24-year-old
I don't
want
to find out about the second-to-last one that he met at Jersey Mike's.
Exactly.
I want to know about the old one.
Yeah.
Because you said
that dead woman next
that
to us.
You got sized for that dead woman that was looking at
you. I'm not sure we should.
Write the truth upon the parchment of her skin.
Ew.
Her very dry skin.
Yeah.
Dry, flaky skin.
God, that's rude. I can't do that.
I'm picturing the Constitution.
I was
going
to ask
paper.
Other people to hold the skin so I could write on it. Jesus.
Whoa.
So did you meet her at Greavey's?
Sorry, Ed Gein.
Yeah, somebody just dropped a Moab.
Yeah, let's ignore this. Let's ignore it. Let's ignore that I brought that
All
up.
All right. Nice.
They are people who listen to the show and would like sex with me.
They're people, too.
Here's what
Even
sucks.
They're dead. Too.
Here's what sucks is that we still didn't get to the story about that very hilarious Philadelphia reporter.
I fucking wanted to bring that up.
Which sucks because we have like 7 minutes left in this studio.
How
it is the funniest shit ever.
How can you even think about that when we have to solve in 7 minutes the murder of Seth Rich?
Yeah. Or like, Pizzagate.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit to take care of.
Pizzagate's more open and closed because it's true.
It's just clearly real.
It's true. Yeah,
pizza is tasty.
I mean, it is code for fucking kids.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what? What's Pizzagate?
Oh, you haven't looked through the looking glass yet.
No, I thought we were just saying, like, is it good or is it bad? Pizza's pretty sweet.
Oh, man. We have so much fake news deprogramming to put you through.
I'm not that dumb.
So much. Why'd you break Fabe?
Fuck!
Why'd you break Fabe?
Yeah. Because I want to do Colin Campbell. God damn it.
Nah, we got
And about
three
how
minutes.
Fucking nuts
We can just do another episode
Jersey
like immediately
chicks
after,
are.
Because right. I love you, Thom Yorke.
Yeah, I love you too.
Thom Cruise.
That was so fucking fake, dude.
So are we done or not?
We're done.
Yeah, because I got
to
mark
like
a
bit?
Couple.
I'm a throw.
Oh.
What?
Keep the stream on.
You guys want to go to the bit?
Keep the stream on.
Oh, God. This
throw in that cup. Throw in that cup.
Oh, fuck. This is like Stand By Me with the pies. All right,
now we're good.
Slide in a little bit.
All right, it passed.
You're a little out of the shot here.
What?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, yeah, play the bit, and then see if he does it.
Oh, thank
you. Are you going to legit, if you're going to spew
Dom,
into
you're
this,
awesome. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
If you're going to spew into this.
How many weeks would you be suspended if...
Hey, you know what? I would be your advocate, man. So you can't fucking stop a dude from throwing up. That's not your fault.
9:59, they look in me frantically, just scrubbing puke up. Yeah, I don't think that shit would sail too well.
You could blame the dead woman.
Be like Pulp Fiction.
It was the zombie that
when
was
Bonnie.
Here.
They have the quick cut to Bonnie walking in.
Act like I don't have sawdust in the back of my car just for that.
Might
that
not be true. Over here.
All right. Sup, girl? Well, shit. Let's do the outros. Thom Yorke.
Yeah. Thom Radio on Instagram. At Thom Daily 2 on Twitter. And I hope you like my fat ass.
Thom, I really had a blast.
Yeah, it was
Chris
fun.
Was right.
It was fun.
I loved it.
And I want to say
he's doing a character.
He's doing the
right
bit.
Now.
He's getting into it.
Oh no, he's gonna do like what his work girlfriend did earlier.
Oh
tonight.
My god, this is the after hours shows. Yeah, yeah. No, was she dreaming when you had sex with her or no?
All right,
he can't talk. So I had a great time.
I want to prepare you that I know that you do pods with Chad, and you probably get like a lot of followers from those.
Who?
Just aim lower.
Yeah.
Just aim lower. When
I've
it comes
been watching
to this show.
The live stream count.
Yeah, yeah. You'll,
No. It was fun nonetheless.
Okay. No, this is bullshit.
Oh, okay, sure.
That never fucking happened.
Sure.
All right, Pete Maybe. Oh, God. I think
Pete
he is legit
Maybe.
Possibly vomiting.
For Shorts, who's vomiting?
Yeah, Shorts is at Chris Lingbach, right? On Twitter.
At Blue Shorts Life on Twitter.
At Blue Shorts
And I say that because he can't correct me right now.
Old handle. I am John Papa Giorgio. It is at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram, in papasbasement.com. Look up Papa's Basement on iTunes and Stitcher. It's everywhere for that streaming shit.
That
shit. Review. Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.